Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
And this is Thursday morning, which means we always focus on the upcoming weekend. And boy, just about every event seemingly has Christmas theme around it. You have the ongoing Deck the Chairs in Jack's Beach, Nights of Lights, lit the Christmas tree downtown Jacksonville during the first Wednesday art walk. Non-Christmas themed, but there was the teddy bear toss earlier in the week. Jacksonville Icemen against the Utah Grizzlies. So why don't we focus on the upcoming weekend? Let's start with Benjamin Fritkus here in the Breaking News Center. What do you got cooking for the upcoming weekend? What's catching your attention?
So Saturday and Sunday, we have the Brick Universe Jacksonville Lego Expo.
Well, that's not Christmas.
No, but...
Although it's a Christmas gift idea.
It is a Christmas gift idea, and I do have a friend who is super into Legos. Like, super crazy into Legos. We may go, as a matter of fact. I'll have to bring it up to him.
You may have two friends that are into it.
You may have two friends. That's very possible. But yeah, it just seems like a really fun thing to do. And I just love seeing how creative people can be with this stuff. And of course, everything that they're selling, naturally.
Yeah, indeed. It's over at the Jacksonville Fairgrounds, right?
It is at the Jacksonville Fairgrounds. It is starting 9:30 to 12:30. And then again, 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock each day. So they got a little break in between so everybody can, you know, stop building.
Do they make
for a minute.
Things?
Oh yeah, they build all sorts of creative stuff. It's phenomenal to see.
Everything that's on display, I think, is all pre-built, but I'm looking at pictures up here and people have, like, made city streets and cars and buildings that are all, I guess, custom-made, which is really amazing. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, it's like Legoland in San Diego.
For those of us who are parents, Jeremy, we have a different experience with Legos, right? Your feet still
hurting? Absolutely, yeah. It's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare, yes. Now, it is cool to see those displays, but at the same time, you're right. All right, so Lucia Vitti in the news center as well. What do you have cooking for the upcoming weekend?
Scotty, hit it. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I am so excited about this. It's all right. I'm actually going with Scotty. We're going to see the Fab Four in Ponte Vedra, and the sad part of that is that there are no more tickets left, so you can't come and join us. But I hear it's great. It's a band that started in California in 1997, and it's sort of an impersonator sort of band, but the music is so... like the Beatles. And, you know, sometimes when you, it's like the movie Yesterday, you don't realize how many hits a band has until you sit down and in one place mm-hmm. you hear this song and then the next song and the next song. And so we're going to go to the Smokehouse for dinner and then we're going to hear some Beatles and it's going to be a great night.
Nice. Look forward to it. Scotty, what else do you have cooking for the weekend then?
Well, I've also got an opportunity to go check out the holiday pops that are going on over at the Times Union Center with the Jacksonville Symphony. And the thing I'm looking forward to the most out of that is the return of the Melodica Men. If you've been to the Holiday Pop series before, you've seen them come out. The Melodica is a techno musical toy kind of thing that caught on in the 80s and then kind of got dismissed and forgotten. And they're bringing it back in a monster way with fantastic performances. All kinds of great holiday spirit stuff going on there, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
That sounds like a robot.
Yeah, it does.
It does, and that's the point.
That is the point. Right across the hall from Jacoby Hall is yet another great performance. Shefalika in the Breaking News Center. Have you heard positive things about the FSCJ Artist Series?
I really have, and I'm going to go see The Elf, the musical, and it's just going to be such a delight. It's going to be so much fun. And in a way, it's my little homage to Gina Gondek, who every single day throughout December, whether you know this about her or not, she will post Elf quotes online. She just loves that movie.
Son of a nutcracker.
Yeah. And I just can't wait. I can't believe the movie is like 19 years old or something. We were talking about that yesterday.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go enjoy the musical. It's going to be so lovely. It's really just going to put a pep in my step, and I cannot wait to just have fun.
And supporting
you know?
The local arts, which is great. And by the way, do you know the Elf four main food groups?
So that's candy yeah. canes, syrup, and candy corn?
Yes, but syrup is supposed to be the last one. It's supposed to be candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
Yeah, exactly.
Multiple daytime performances as well at the Moran Theater at the Jacksonville Times, what we call the Times Union Center, the Center for the Performing Arts, and then to the streets. And I love the fact that this holiday season, there are all these cool, like, local community types events. And Jeremy, I know mm-hmm. being at one of the first places where you lived when you moved to Jacksonville yeah. so many years ago was in Murray Hill. But I also look at in Riverside and Avondale, it's the 38th annual Luminaria. And the luminaries that you see in these beautiful towns, these small communities, just so cool to see. And you got another one of these awesome things happening this weekend.
Yeah, this coming Saturday here, just a few days, we have the Murray Hill Holiday Pop-Up Market, of course. One of my favorite areas in Jacks. Like you said, Rich, I used to live there, love visiting that side of town when I can. The market located between Cassett and Edgewood on Kingsbury. It's from 10 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. Checked out the Facebook invite this morning here. We got a link to that on our website, WOKV.com. This event is listed as an open-air holiday market featuring local small business vendors, makers, bakers, artists, and creators. Also, a special guest, Santa.
What?
Rich?
Santa?
That
wait,
sounds
you
good.
Have to do it like Elf,
Santa!
Right? Santa! There you go. That's it.
I know him.
I know him. And dare we forget, Jaguars are in Nashville. They take on the Titans on Sunday. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff on CBS 47. Enjoy your weekend. And this is just a sampling of all of the events that we have spotlighted for you at WOKV.com.
Hey, Rich,
yes.
The Titans? Sit on a throne of lies.
Yeah, they do, don't they? We hate the Titans, don't we? We do want to pass along some breaking news, and we will get a little bit more detail in just a couple of minutes in the Breaking News Center, but we are hearing that Russia has freed WNBA star Brittany Griner in a dramatic high-level prisoner exchange. Again, a developing story that we'll continue to unpack for you. An update is just ahead from the Breaking News Center on a very busy Thursday as Jacksonville's Morning News continues.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.